We're in Netivot Shalom on Parshat Re'eh. We're in the first piece, Re'eh Anochi Notin Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. The pasuk says, the first pasuk of the Parsha, Re'eh Anochi Notin Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Behold, says Moshe, I place before you today Bracha and Klala. In English, blessing and curse. Et ha-bracha asher tishmu el mitzvot Hashem Elokechem asher Anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. The bracha is that you should listen to the mitzvot of Hashem, which I command you today. Va'klala imlo tishmu el mitzvot Hashem elokechem v'sarta min aderach asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. And the klala will be if you don't listen to the mitzvot of Hashem, and you go away from the path of Hashem, which I command you today. Yish lavin mashik duku amefarshim b'pesukim elu reishit b'amro re'eh. Top of the next page. The first basic question is it opens up with Re'eh, behold, see, open your eyes and see. And what are we looking at? Bracha and Klala. Bracha and Klala are not visible. So why open up this grand speech, this grand moment of Parsha Re'eh with the word Re'eh, open your eyes and see, if Bracha and Klala are concepts that can't be seen with the eye? Why specifically focus on the word Re'eh, something which we don't hear Moshe Rabbeinu say so often? Behold, see. That's not a lashon that he uses. So why dafka emphasize Re'eh when it's something that we can't see? Top of the next page, Ayin Hei. O tzarich peor, ma shechozer v'nishne gimel pe'amim halashon hayom. That which it says not only two, but three times in these opening psukim, hayom, today. Re'eh anochi notin v'dechem hayom. Et ha-bracha asher tishmu al mitzvot Hashem elokechem asher anochi metzaveh etchem hayom. Va'akala v'gomer asher anochi metzaveh etchem hayom. And they're bolded on the page. Right? Why hayom three times? Why this emphasis on dafka hayom today? Ma mashmut b'amro hayom. What's the meaning of it emphasizing today? V'chein omro anochi notin. And that which it says, I am giving. Ma shayach lashon netina bebracha uklala. What does it mean to give bracha and to give klala? Halo ein zeh netina mamashit kadavar anotim yabliyad. I can't give it to you. I can't hand it to you. So again, the shonot that's being used here are very odd. They're not bracha, what we would consider bracha and klala oriented lishonot. So what does it mean re'eh? Why this emphasis on hayom? What does it mean he's notain bracha and klala mazit? Vigam sharei notein be'ayin yafe notein. Also, the Gemara says to give. It says be'ayin yafe hu notein, that he gave it with an ayin yafe. He gave it in a good way. Umashayach inyan netina legavei klala. Again, what is this giving by bracha or klala? Uve'etzem ha'inyan yishlavin harei ein ra yored min hashamayim. Vigam tachlit habria lehitiv liboro. And we also know that we have to understand that there's no ra that comes down from Shemayim. How tov and ra come down, or specifically how ra can manifest at all. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all things, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately only tov, how can ra exist at all is a very important theological question, and one which Judaism addresses in deeper sources, and one needs to understand. But we have a concept that ra does not come from Shemayim. And the simplest answer is, and again, it's not the simple answer, this is a simple presentation of a complex answer, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the potential for Ra, but doesn't actually create Ra, and we have the capacity to bring forth the potential of Ra that exists. But the only one to actualize Ra is us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never actualizes Ra. And so again, Ein Ra yored min ha-shamayim. Ra does not come from down from Shamayim. V'gam tachlit ha-briya le'itiv le-baro. And the whole goal of the world is to do good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, Libora, that makes more sense. The whole goal of creation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give good to his creations. Ve'eich mitba'er le'or zeh inanakla. How do we understand how Klala fits into the paradigm? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let Ra come from Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world just to give of his goodness, where does Klala even fit in? Where does the concept of Klala fit into reality? Why does it exist? Odi Shlavin, Lashon Bracha uklala. These lashonot of Bracha and Klala. Shayatzarich liktov bilashon sachar vaonesh. It should have used the wording of reward and punishment. Meaning if you do mitzvot, you get reward. If you don't do mitzvot, you get punished. What's this concept of bracha and klala? It should be schar vaonesh. Shebracha mashma'o inyan hataloi b'nisi'at chein v'lo lefi ma'aseh adam. Because bracha, it means, should be relating to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks favorably upon us. Not in terms of a action, reaction, response to what we do. Vilu pasuk ze mashma shabrachai tmurat Asher Tishma'u. Then it seems from the pasuk that the bracha is coming about because we did good. It's a response to the good that we did. V'chein lehefech, hakalat tmurat asher lo tishmu. That the klal is a response to us not doing good. O dikduk ha-mefarshim. B'shinoi lashon, the mefarshim also pick up on the fact. Dib bracha ne'emar asher tishmu. That when it says the bracha is that you will fulfill the mitzvot. And the bracha is that comes about if you don't do the mitzvot. Meaning the bracha is when you fill the mitzvot, that you fulfill the mitzvot. The kala is only if you don't fill the mitzvot. It should be, you get the bracha if you do the mitzvot, and you get the kala if you don't do the mitzvot. It is, no, the bracha is fulfilling the mitzvot, and the kala is if you don't fill the mitzvot. We'll address that here, and for those who are in the other WhatsApp group, that's going to be the huge opening of our first year on Re'eh, and the other WhatsApp group that's going out today as well, on the Parsha. So, those are our questions. Let's get to some answers. Somebody had a question as well. Somebody asked a complicated question. We can discuss it offline. You're welcome to WhatsApp me, and I'll answer afterward. So, let's keep going forward. It says in the Sefer Yisod HaAvoda, B'shem HaAriya Kadosh, in the name of the Ariya Kadosh, She'eno Dome Adam LaAdam Miyom Briat Adam Bahala. Very... They're not famous, but me and Kilu, it's famous amongst those who know. But in the Netivot Shalom, he quotes this often. This concept often, it's a very important concept from the Ariya Kadosh. She'eno dome adam le'adam yom briat ha'adam v'hala. That no two people are the same from the creation of Adam Rishon until now. No two people are the same. Ve'ein adam echad, and therefore, no one, yachol l'takein ma shechaviro mitakein. Nobody can do that which somebody else is here to do. Everybody is unique, and therefore their tikkun is unique. Everybody is unique, and therefore their tikkun is unique. V'hainu shelechol adam yesh et hashlichut el yonah shelo l'takein davarim yuchad. Every single person has their shlichus in this world. They're sent into this world to do something. To fix something unique that only they can fix. That's why every single one of our neshamot was sent down from on high into this world. Because if each one of us has a unique tafkid to fulfill. Each one of us looks unique because we are unique, because we have a unique tafkid to fulfill. And we're expected to fulfill that. The af adam acher miyom briat. Ha'olam einu yachol tzakein et asher alav tzakein. And nobody can fix in the world what I'm here to fix. Every single person is here for a reason. Shena has a tafkid. Shena has a purpose for being here that only Shena can fulfill. And even though Bracha might want to fulfill that tafkid, she can't. Only Shena can do that. In the same way that if Shena wanted to fulfill Bracha's tafkid, only Bracha can fulfill that tafkid. And so too by Mariana, and Sippy, and Philip, and Batsheva, and Meital, and Mikey, and some would say even me. It has to be so. Every single person here has a tafkid only they can fulfill. No, which I have it has to be so that I have a tafkid that I can fulfill. It may not be a particularly impressive tafkid, but all of us have a tafkid that only we can fulfill. That's why we're here. Which is an incredibly empowering concept. If you exist, you have a job here to do. You have a purpose here to fulfill. And not only is it meaningful in the fact that if you exist, you have a purpose to fulfill. If you exist, you have a purpose to fulfill that only you can fulfill. And if you don't do it, it can't get done. Not just that it won't get done. It can't get done. Tippy, if you don't do what you were meant to do here, it will not get done by anybody else. It can't. E.F. Shar, it can't. Not even by Mariana. It can't get done. That's how it works. Mikey, you're the only lave guy from Shana Aleph 5780 who can do your tafkid. You're the only one who can fulfill it. Nobody else can. They can try. I don't think anybody would. If you know Mikey, he's an overachiever. I don't think anybody would actually attempt that. But nobody else could do it. Nobody else could do it. That's the idea. It's an incredibly empowering and powerful concept. I'm here. If I'm here, I'm here for a reason. And it's, I mean, to quote a non-Arizal source, with great power comes great responsibility, right? If you have the power to do it, you have a responsibility to live up to it. That's that concept. It's an eternal concept. That's why it's lasted for even 50 years, 60 years, right? That's the idea, that if you have it, if you have the power to do it, you have the responsibility to fulfill it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the responsibility to fulfill that tafkid, only you can fulfill that tafkid, and you must fulfill that tafkid. That's why you're here, and to not do that is to deny the reason why you exist. It's to deny your own existence. Think about that in terms of self-esteem, to raise the self-esteem. And in terms of lowering oneself a little bit, to recognize that if I don't fulfill it, I've negated my very reason to exist. And if I fulfill it, I'm living up to my purpose in this world. Somebody wrote, but no one actually knows what their tafkid is, so how are we supposed to fulfill it? No, I respectfully disagree. The first job that we have is to figure out what that tafkid is. And that's a long process of hitboninut, of contemplation and reflection and self-examination to understand what my tafkid is. It's not simple. It's not simple to figure it out. And a person has to do a lot of internal work and really question themselves and question their assumptions and be willing and have the humility to be wrong and have the humility to let a Kadosh Baruch Hu take them in directions that they may not expect. I still remember my wife and I mentioned this. Frequently, I think my wife likes to remind me of it, but originally I had thought that I wanted to be a pulpit rabbi, which I honestly at this point wouldn't necessarily be so be against, but at the time when we were looking right after Smicha, so Lisa was just born, she's our first, she was just born, she had more frequent flyer miles that year, looking around in different states for jobs than most of you probably, well, certainly than all of you have in the last 6 months on your own, since none of us have gone anywhere, but she had a lot of frequent flyer miles, and we were in a different state that we had to fly to, and we knew we were going to get offered the job, and it was very clear that the job was very problematic, and to me it exposed some of the issues in being an assistant rabbi that did not match with my personality. After going on proba after proba after proba, and sitting there in this state, far away from home, on Friday night, after a couple of days there, and with another 2 days in front of us, I looked at Shoshana at like 11 o'clock at night, and I was like, I don't think I'm cut out for the pulpit. I don't think I can do this. This is not what a good Jewish boy should do. And she, to her credit, said, you know what? If that's what you feel, then we'll figure it out. And so now she reminds me about how she was freaking out in her head, and she was just being supportive. But that's to her credit still. And that's how we ended up in JLIC for 6 years, is because we looked for something else, and already 2 weeks after that, we'd found JLIC. That's right. That's right, Tzipi, Bracha, Mariana, and Bat Sheva. So we ended up JLIC. But again, that's the reflection of looking there, and I knew I was getting offered the job, and I was the only person who was made an offer for that job, and it was the only assistant rabbi position that year that was open to somebody coming out of the smicha. It was when the impact of the recession had hit, and from 2008 it was delayed for a few years, and it was crazy not to take it. Ever since, you're crazy not to take it, but it was clear that wasn't my tafkid. That's one example. I've made a lot of bad choices in life also. I'm not in the same two places this year that I was last year, for those who know that story. Meaning there's not necessarily a simple answer. You may make wrong choices. You may make wrong turns. You may not trust the signs along the way and go for the safer thing that you think is right when it may not be right. But you have to have the humility to know. The humility, whether you're standing there in another state and saying, this is not where I'm meant to be. And saying no to a job offer that people would have killed for. Or whether it's already having taken a job and after a year saying, you know what, this isn't just not right. This is not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for me now is Shana Aleph. Shana Aleph in Leva Torah. Shana Aleph in Tiferet. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for me right now. And one of my good friends looked at me, and it's good to have good friends like this, looked at me, and I'm telling these personal stories because I want to make this real. These are Lamaisa things. And somebody asked, how do you know? The answer is you never know. You have to constantly work for it. And I said, I'm doing Shana Aleph, and I'm loving it, loving teaching at Lev, and I'm loving teaching at Tiferet, and it's so wonderful. And because he's a good friend of mine, and these are the type of friends that I have, which is why I have very few, I need friends like this. You know, he said to me, he's like, yeah, but where's this going? I said, what do you mean? He said, Robbie, you're a builder. Like, you're not just a teacher, where is this going? Which is so interesting. Like he was like waiting for the next thing. Like, what else are you doing? Where is this going? Was his question. And we talked about it a little bit, and it gave me a lot of food for thought. But that was my, that I could have just waved that off. No, I spent the last week contemplating that question. Am I meant to build right now? Am I meant to teach right now? Am I meant to be a father right now? Am I meant to be a husband right now? Can I do all of those things at the same time? But it's a question we spend our whole lives thinking about, because that's why we're here.
And if we don't do it and don't live up to it, we have no business existing. We nullify the reason for our own existence. There could be no more critical question to ask. What am I meant to be doing, and am I fulfilling it? When the Arizal says something, you don't just let it flow over you. You got to sit there and think about it, not just in 5 minutes of monologue and a shiur, but you got to sit and think about it for days and weeks and months and years, your whole life, when the Arizal says something like that. That's on all of us at every stage of life. At every stage of life. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. I hope that in some way answered your question, or gave you insight into my life, which was probably meaningless, or that you had a few minutes to space out and we get back to these folks alone. Either way, let's get back to the text. I don't see any more questions in the bottom, so let's get back to the text. V'yish lavin, shal zekai inyan re'ei anochi noten lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. So then we can understand what it means when Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Behold, I am giving before you today bracha and klala." Delo ayre al kiyum ha-mitzvot v'inanei schar va'onesh. This isn't talking about keeping the mitzvot. This isn't talking about schar va'onesh, reward and punishment. Ela al ha-shlichut ha-miyuchedet v'tafkid ha-adam bo'olamo. This is talking about the shlichut, the job, the mission that we're sent here to do. The unique mission that each one of us has, and the purpose of why we're in this world. Habracha hagdola biyoter, hikashir yudim maleyat shlichuto. The greatest bracha there is in the world is when a person fulfills their purpose, fulfills their shlichus, fulfills their mission. Umitakein oto inyan shebe'avuro yarad l'olam, and fixes the things in the world that they were sent here to fix. By the way, I gave an example of jobs. It's not just jobs. When you get to the time of the year of Sfirat HaOmer, a great, great sefer I would highly recommend. It's called Usfartem Lachem. It's easy to remember. It's the beginning of the pasuk about Sfirat HaOmer. Usfartem Lachem. It's written by the tremendous gadol who wrote a perush on the Zohar, but it's totally accessible. It's accessible Hebrew and accessible concepts. The first 30 pages give actual, real, meaningful background to Sfirat HaOmer. And there he quotes a tremendous number of sources, amazing sources he quotes there, which talk about a person was put in this world to fix their midot. That's one of the reasons we are, to fix our midot. We were talking about jobs, that's on my mind, fine. So that's one area, what you do in this world. But you were here for shlichut. Who says your shlichut was here in terms of what you're going to do in your profession? The secular world tells us we are what we do, but that's not true. Let's say when I go on an interview, you're all tzaddikim tzkaniot. Let's say I struggle with ta'ava. That's my struggle in this world. So maybe I was put here, who cares? I also have to work to make parnasa, but my tafkid here is to overcome ta'ava. My tafkid here is to overcome, is to overcome issues in arayos. My tafkid here is to overcome issues in ma'achalot asurot. My tafkid here is to overcome issues in ka'as. My tafkid here is to overcome issues in ga'ava. My tafkid here is to, I'm now making a really long list of things that I have to overcome. Maybe that I was put in the world for those things. Right, and I stop midway. I've got a longer list than that of things that I have to work on. Meaning, when we say you're tafkid in this world, it doesn't necessarily mean what you do professionally. What you're meant to fix. Avodas Hashem isn't your job. Your Avodas Hashem also includes your job. And for some people, it's easy for me to see that in Kilu. I work in Klei Kodesh. So when I look at, you know, people who are working beside me, so their tafkid is to inspire people, to teach people, to connect with people. But first of all, it could be that their tafkid is to make lots of money and to support Torah institutions in Aniyim. It could be that their tafkid is to be a model ben Torah in the workplace. And it could be that their tafkid is nothing to do with that. That's just how they make their panasa, and they need to do it as a ben Torah, but their tafkid is when they have that money to overcome taiva. Their tafkid is when they rise up to power and they become the top executive in their company to work on anava and to work on removing chaos. And in their home, to have anava, and to have ava with their kids, and to raise their kids properly. You don't know what your tikkun is. You don't know what your tikkun is. But you have to figure it out. But we all have to figure it out. What am I here to do? What am I here to do professionally? What am I here to do personally? What am I here to do in Avodas Hashem? What am I here to do in terms of my midos? What am I here to be mitaking? And we all know where the Yetzirah gets us. And the sources quoted in Sfartam Lachem over there, he quotes so many different sources from so many deep, deep, deep sources. He says, in different words. He says that when you have a thing, when you have something where your Yitzhara pulls at you, he says that's a neon sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you, this is why you're here, to fix this. You'll say, okay, fine, but I'm drawn to chesed, and I'm so good at chesed. The answer is, that's really nice, and keep doing it, but that's not why you're here, necessarily. Where your Yitzhara pulls you, that fight, that avoda, that's why you're here. If you're drawn to Klei Kodesh, then you're here, and that's what you need to your mind, body, and soul, to be there for your Talmidim and your Talmidot. If you're drawn, if you don't have no interest in working, you want to be with your kids and raise the next generation of Klal Yisrael, you put everything into it. You don't just sit around the house. You put everything into it. And you mamish raise your kids. You mamish infuse them with Torah. Person has to do a lot of reflection, a lot of self-reflection, and figure that out. I mean, what better time of the year than coming into Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? Person has to really think, why am I here, and am I doing what I'm here to do? And it changes. And it changes. Something which this time of history has taught us is that those of us who are in a groove and we're in our zone and in our flow of doing the things that we knew we were here to do, and then the world shut down and we could no longer do them, or no longer do them as well, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, it's time to figure out a different tafkid. It's time to get on. You don't just put it out on hold. The Kadosh, every day is so precious. Every day is so precious. My Rebbe Rav Amos quotes this. From the Kotei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman. He quotes Rabbi Nachman, and the way that Rav Amos says it, I haven't seen it, I don't know how he gives it over, but the way Rabbi says it, that to recognize that how precious every day is when he talks about the meaning of time. That today, this day right now, Lord knows with Corona what day it is, this day, August 10th, 2020, I got all of those things right, August 10th, 2020, this day never was and never will be again. It's a once in history opportunity. And if you have a goal and you think, okay, well, my goal is on hold because of Corona, you're missing the point. You're missing the point of Corona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, no, I put you in your house or in your apartment or with your family. Or now I'm putting you in quarantine with 14 guys in Leva Torah, or what's going to be 52 guys next week in Leva Torah. Or it's going to be 59 girls in Tiferet, Hashem Yirachem Aleihen, right? Putting it in quarantine, like that you're there with a tafkid, and I'm sure that all of the best and worst minos are going to come out during those 2 weeks. That's what's going to be. There's a different avoda there, and there's a tafkid to fulfill there. What's my tafkid when I'm home now? What's my tafkid when I'm working remotely? What's my tafkid when I'm going to work in a different scenario? What's my tafkid when I can't visit my grandmother? What's my tafkid when I can't... What's my tafkid? What am I here to do differently than I was doing before? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the world. My tafkid doesn't... But I always have a tafkid that only I can do. The question never gets answered. It only changes. Every time I succeed, it changes. It's dynamic. Life is dynamic. It's the beauty of life. Judaism doesn't believe in anything being stagnant. Judaism is always about growth, always about focusing, always about gearing toward a goal. We get renamed. We're born as Klal Yisrael. Yaakov gets renamed Yisrael because he's going to be the beginning of a nation. Yisrael is Yashar Kel. We're the straight ones of God. We have vector. We're giving vector to the world. We're giving direction. We have a purpose. We have a goal. We're always headed somewhere. Where am I going is a question I always need to ask myself. Because if I've arrived and now I'm just enjoying the ride, it means that I've missed the next boat, the next car, the next bus to my next destination. Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov asked just to rest in tranquility after all the troubles of his life. And God said, you're still alive. What tranquility? You think you deserve tranquility? Okay, we'll sell Yosef. That was his response. Rosh being named Parsha Vayeshev. There's no rest in the world for the righteous or the wicked. There's no rest in the world. We're always moving forward. And if we're not moving forward, we're not fulfilling our purpose here. Sorry to harp on the point, but could there be anything more lamaisa than that? Could there be anything more al derech ha'avoda than that concept? And that's what he's saying here that Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming to us. Re'eh! Open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see this reality. Five lines up from the bottom after the period.
The greatest bracha is when a person fulfills their shlichus.
And fixes the reason why they came to the world.
And the klala is if we don't fulfill our purpose.
That if a person, lo'alinu, the greatest klala is if I come to this world and I toil and I work for 70 years, 80 years, b'zrat Hashem 120 years, and I go up to Shemayim and I didn't fulfill my purpose. I come up to Shemayim and there's a checklist of things I was meant to do. And I spent the whole time sweating and working, and I did nothing that I was supposed to do. You know, to think about it, imagine the experience that we have at the end of the day. Have you ever had a day like this? You probably haven't. I have. You have a day like this where you have a checklist of 10 things to do, and you procrastinate, so you're really, really, really busy all day. You're doing stuff all day, and that night you come back to the list, and you can check off nothing. And you're like, wow, I'm a loser. I didn't do anything today. I managed to find a way to not do anything I meant to do today. Imagine the exponentially greater scale of showing up to Shemayim and God looking at you and saying, which one of these things did you accomplish? You're like, shoot, I got distracted. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? There's no greater klala than that. And lehefet, there's no greater bracha, and we feel it. When you're doing what you're here to do, you know it. It's not so easy to find, but when you find it, you know it. When you're doing what you're meant to do here, the bracha you feel is incomparable. Because you're truly alive. Because the life that you were given and the tools that you were given and the kochot that you were given are all lit up doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's no greater bracha than that. Next paragraph, bottom of the right column, page Ayin Hei. V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tov u'meitiv u'vara et kol ha'olam, kedei la'anik mitzvo lebru'av, lebru'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of all goodness, he created the world in order to deepen the goodness that he could give to his creations. U'mazmin lo la'adam et hatzna'im ha'mevi'im oto l'malei shlichuto ba'olam. And he prepares for a person everything that we need in order to fulfill our purpose in this world. The Alze Amar, and then he says, Re'e anochi noten lifnechem hayom et habracha asher tishmu. Behold, see, behold, I'm putting before you today the bracha that you listen to the word of Hashem. Perush kol ma shani noten lifnechem, everything that I'm putting before you. Kol ha'anagash ha'kadosh baruch hu manigat ha'atam, every way that I lead you and I guide you. V'chol tznaya chayim sha'adam noten natun bahem, and every circumstance that I've been put into. Hako asoy kidei shiudia cholam aleyat ha'shlichut sheba'avodai arad la'olam, that a person can fulfill the reason why I was put into this world. If there's a part of myself that I have, if there's a koach that I have, if there's a strength that I have, if there's a capacity that I have that I'm not using, then something's wrong. Then something's wrong. That pit in your stomach that you get when you buy something from IKEA and you're close to finishing building it and there's a piece of wood and a couple of screws left over and you're like, shoot, that shouldn't happen. Those need to be somewhere. That pit in your stomach should be when you realize, oh my God, I'm really good at this, and I'm really drawn to this, and it's not a functional part of my life. Something's wrong. Something's not right, and something's going to go wrong down the road. It's the same thing. A person needs to recognize everything that I have is here for a reason and needs to be utilized. It needs to be utilized. That's a question, again, I love teaching Shana. I love teaching Shana Aleph. I love teaching at Leif. I love teaching Tiferet. I love teaching on Zoom. I love teaching you all on Zoom. But there were things that I was doing in Queens, capacities that I have, that I asked myself every day for the last 2 years. Should I be doing something else? Not in place of, in addition to, and what is it? So now it's working on this Neve Shamir project. I don't know if that's it or not yet. I'm not convinced that it is. But I ask myself these questions all the time. What do you do if you have kochot, but you're not using them? Am I missing my tafkid? Is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's test tafkid that I deny it and do what I'm supposed to be doing because these jobs came to me and they were clearly what I was meant to be doing? I don't know. Somebody, again, this is all your fault, Meital. This is the question that you asked half an hour ago, right? That's the question, is how do you know? How do you know? The answer is you never know for sure. You have to constantly fight to try to understand. And lehefech, and what he's saying here is so beautiful. I can't tell you the endless times I've sat down with people saying, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu all I want to do is keep Torah mitzvah, but I just came back from Shana Aleph. I just came back from a year in college. I just came back from this. I just came back from that. And my family's not as frum, and it's so hard. And my siblings are making it impossible. And my parents are giving me difficulty keeping kosher. And letting me go to shul and davening with a min, or whatever the case may be. My family's not letting me get married right now. I'm not saying things aren't hard. Of course they're hard. Say, how? All I want to do is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not letting me do it. And the answer is no, you got it wrong. If these impediments are in your way, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you to do. This is what he's giving you to do. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, that I went to a Jewish day school for 13 years and barely learned an ounce of Torah, and I feel my whole life like I'm trying to make that up, even as I sit here teaching you, which is why I said this is one big chavruta. But if that's the case, then what that means is that no, I don't, if I could change something about my past, no, I needed that to get here. I needed that so I could have a chavruta with you all and learn from you and learn from the Nitzivot Shalom. That's why I'm here. I wouldn't change it. Those are the time of my chayim. That's what he just said. So somebody else was born into a life of Torah learning and tefillah. Amazing. Amazing. So because of my circumstances I grew up, when I was told before my bar mitzvah that I was getting my tefillin, and this will shock basically none of you, that when I was told to get my tefillin, I was so excited, my grandfather, Lava Shalom, Tzaddik, my grandfather, Lava Shalom, that he was going to give me my tefillin. So I came, and I remember walking into my old house, and I sat down, and he took out of a bag the boxes, and I was deep down, I didn't say anything. I was so disappointed. After years of reading comic books, all I wanted was the cape, and I thought the tefillin was the cape, and it wasn't, it was the boxes, and I was so disappointed. That's where I started. I didn't know the difference between talis and tefillin at that time. I genuinely had no idea. I really thought I was getting my talis. And I was really excited and really disappointed. The boxes are really hard to put on, by the way, especially as an awkward 13-year-old. Right? So, like, meaning, like, that's where I come from. That's where I come from. Nothing against my parents, nothing against my upbringing. It's all that, those are the circumstances of my life. Those are the circumstances of my life. And I'm a part of that also. But to recognize if that's where you... So you say, I'm not going to go to Shana, there's no point, I don't know what I'm talking about. To go in Shana and say, I'm not going to make anything myself in Torah, that's not the purpose. No, I haven't made anything myself in Torah, but I am. I'm learning Daf Yomi, I'm teaching in Yeshiva and Seminary, where I have a chavruta with these eight amazing tzaddikim and tzidkaniyot. Okay, so that's where I came from. But to look at the circumstances of my life and don't look at them and say, I wasn't given the tools to succeed professionally. I wasn't given the tools... I don't want to be an angry person, but I get angry so easily. It's not fair. The answer is no, don't tell me it's not fair. If a HaKadosh Baruch Hu built you with kaas, it's because he built you with the capacity to overcome kaas, and that's your job to do here. If a HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you great, I have a good friend. He's great at numbers. He became a fundraiser for a yeshiva. I don't understand how to add or subtract, let alone multiply or do percentages, and whatever actual math is involved in fundraising. But he does it. And I'm always awed by him that he can find new ways to bring the yeshiva the capacity to have the financial means to serve the next generation of Klal Yisrael. But that's not me. If I were to do that, we'd have a lot of problems. Both that I wouldn't fundraise anything and I wouldn't know how to add the money together. So nobody would know what was going on b'chlal. That's not my tafkid. That's something to overcome. It's not my tafkid. What are my kochot? What are my chesronot? What's meant to be overcome? What's meant to be utilized? These are lifelong questions. They never end. They never end. Everything that I have is a bracha and is here for me to do what I need to do. And everything that I do not have, it's because I don't need. And everything that every... when you're playing in a sport, like you have... What's the word for it? Is it called a handicap? I feel like that's a word that we wouldn't use anymore. Yes, but it's still called a handicap. When you have that reality, when you have a situation where you don't have a certain capacity in some way, that's because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu built you that way. And you're supposed to be starting behind. And that's fine. Because that's what you need to do what you need to do. Zeu. There's no complaints when you live life like that. There's no complaints when you live life like that. That's this peace. That's the Nitzivot Shalom is saying. That all of life is bracha. All of life is bracha. But I don't have this. You didn't need it. But I have this challenge. Exactly. It's all bracha. It's a whole different perspective. Re'e! I don't know if this is how he's going to say it, but it's kilu. It's for sure a pshat on what's happening in the pasuk. Open up your eyes! We all need to open up our eyes! Re'e! Open up your eyes and see that everything in your life is bracha. And everything in your life is a bracha that was given to you that's exactly what you need to do, exactly what you need to do, and anything else you wanted to do, you shouldn't be doing, and you don't need to do, because somebody else is doing it. Everything you have is bracha. Every job you have, every job you lose. Every capacity you have, every capacity you don't. Every financial means you have, every financial means you don't. Every good midah you have, every good midah you don't. Every bad midah you have, every bad midah you don't. Every child you have, every child you don't. Think about that. Think about that. You have exactly what you need. What a bracha. What a bracha. The whole world is bracha. The only reason it's not bracha is if I reject God and reject the world and reject His divine providence. The bracha is there. It's only me who's turning my back on it. Everything is bracha. Because if it's here, it's to bring me to my tafkid. And that's why I'm here. That's my whole reason to exist. Three lines down on the second column. She'ein adam yodea mahi shlichuto ha-miyuchedet. Because we don't know what our shlichus is. We don't know why we're here. Ela kamalar katuv, but the pasuk says, Re'e anochi noten lifnechem hayom. See, I put before you today, she'ir'ev yitbonen, that a person should see, and again, a word which we said again and again, and my Rebbe Rav Amos, again and again and again, always emphasizes the importance of this word, hitbonenut. A lost art in today's world of contemplation and reflection. We're so busy shooting off 8 million text messages and WhatsApps and Facebooks and Instagrams and TikToks. You can shoot those off, and as long as it lasts in the States. Right? All of these things that we're doing. And so many notifications coming to us. We don't stop and reflect anymore. And it's okay, because we just had Shabbat Chazon. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi screamed out thousands of years ago, Ami lo hitbonan. We have been lacking contemplation for many thousands of years. It doesn't mean we don't need to start turning things around. But we need to be mitbonein. As it says, behold, I'm putting forth a day to your head that we need to see v'yitbonein and contemplate, reflect. Bechol atna'im asovevim oto. In all of the conditions of our life, everything that surrounds us, every aspect of our reality, she'etzakol natan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matara asher tishmu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for the purpose of asher tishmu, that you should hear. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tatov ametiv natan lo et kol tnai chayim alalu shedavka al yadam yecholam aleya tashlichut ba'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything around me that I see, He gave me to fulfill my purpose in this world. Everything. There's no exception. V'zehu perush et habracha asher tishmeu, that the bracha is that you should keep. Shne'emar b'lashon asher v'lo im. It doesn't say the bracha is if you do the mitzvot. It's that you will do. The bracha is your reality. It's not the bracha will come if you do what you're supposed to do. Reality itself is the bracha. It's an expression of the bracha. We live in a reality. Think about this. We live in the midst of Birkat Hashem. That's the reality, that's the whole world, that's the whole universe, the whole reality. We live in Birkat Hashem. Imagine opening our eyes to that. Re'ei, says Moshe, open up your eyes. See it, contemplate it, internalize it, live it. That's Re'ei, that's what's being screamed out in the beginning of this week's parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lo akol atanaim rak bishvil bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of the conditions of our life, all of the circumstances of our life, because they are bracha, for the purpose of bracha. Shimalei shikoto alam, to fulfill our purpose in this world. Berakim lo tishmu. The condition is if you don't look at it, if you don't see it, if you don't reflect upon it, if you reject it, then you have klala. But the status quo of the world is bracha. The status quo of our lives is bracha. It becomes klala when we reject the bracha. But the baseline is bracha. It's all bracha. I make it into klala. Or I live the bracha that I'm living in. Next paragraph. Zeu inyan bracha uklala. This is the concept of bracha and klala. et habracha asher tishmeu, the brachas that you should hear, that you should listen, that you should follow. Tachlit habracha hi kasher yudim amaleach shlichuto ba'olam, that the purpose of bracha, the goal of bracha, is that a person should fulfill their purpose in this world, their mission in this world. The chol inyana bracha v'aklala ha'amorkan, and the whole concept of bracha and klala, which is here, Kyle says, dependent upon this. V'lachin lo izkir b'lashon sachar va'onesh. It doesn't talk about it in terms of reward and punishment. Hashiach le'etzim ki mitzvot. Meaning if you do a mitzvah, you get sachar. If you do an avirah, you get onesh. This is not about that. This is taking advantage of your reality and living bracha, not receiving bracha, living the bracha of the world. Or lo alidu lehefek. Ki im bracha v'klala d'shaychei, because we're talking about bracha and klal, which are about filling a person's tafkid in this world. Vizeshin emar, and this is what it means. Re'e anochi notein lifnechem. See that I'm putting before you. Lifnechem, I'm putting right before you. Dekai al kol hatna'im shehakadosh baruch hu notein la'adam. It's talking about all of the conditions that a kadosh baruch hu puts you in. Shebazesh shayach shapir lashon re'iya v'nitzna mamash. Then that's why it says, see, open your eyes. We have to open our eyes and see. Not just see, but really see what's around us. Really see the circumstances of our life. Really see the reality around us. Vinitina, see what was given to us. Everything I have here is a gift. Everything I have here is for a purpose. To open our eyes and to see it. You know, we're amongst friends here. Us nine people and whoever else is listening who's totally anonymous, but I have no idea they're on the internet. But fine. Right? We're amongst friends here. Right? So I hadn't done a Siyum Masechta, the people in Shana Aleph know this, I hadn't done a Siyum Masechta since college. It had been a while. For whatever reason, my relationship to Gemara was broken at a certain point, and I was still learning. I dafka made sure that there were midrashim and agadata and even halacha sources from Gemara, my source sheets, and that was how I was learning Gemara, was connecting to it through teaching and in sections, not learning a masechta. Again, for whatever reason, my journey in Gemara went in a difficult and broken path. So when we made Aliyah. In Israel, everything is smaller. Why is everything smaller? Because in Israel, you don't need as much gashmius because you're living ruchnius. So when we made Aliyah, so I sold half of my comic book collection. I was only able to sell half of it, but that was a big avoda for me. I might have cried a little bit. So I sold half my comic book collection, and I took that money and I bought a set of shas. I bought an Arshkol shas with that money. We were going to make Aliyah off of it. Turned out it wasn't really worth that much, even though I put a lot of time and money into it. But it was worth an Archful Shas on discount that summer. So I bought the Shas, and we moved here. We also didn't have as many bookcases as we had back in the States. And I said, no. Even though there was farm that I want out, I want that Shas out because I got it, and I need it, and I need to get back to Shas. And this year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the opportunity for me to start learning Daf Yomi. He created the perfect storm to start learning Daf Yomi. And I'm still going. And I've made four Siyum. I'm not on the regular, whatever. Let's not get into it, because I'm still me and I'm still weird. Let's not get into how I did four Siyum if I'm doing Daf Yomi. They've only done two Masechtot. That's not the point. But I've done four Siyum already. After not doing a Siyum for over a decade. You can have something. You can have a Shas on your shelf your whole life, and you'll have a very holy bookshelf. We have to open our eyes and see what's right in front of us. And I wanted to put it out there to keep seeing it, to look at it again, and look at it again, and have it stare at me in the face again, to keep seeing it and say, because this is something which my time in life has come now. I had no idea that there was a Siyum HaShas coming. No clue where they were in Daf Yomi cycle. And Baruch Hashem, it came around, and the perfect storm came from Tiferet, from Lev, from the Daf Yomi cycle, so many things all at the right time, right? Shout out to 30 for 30 and from both the guys and the girls. The perfect storm came. But we have to see. Think about how many books are on our shelves, how many svarim are on our shelves, that we don't even remember what they are. Or we know them perfectly because we've been staring at their binding for the last 10 years of our lives. Re'eh, it's there, it's a bracha. It's a bracha. The dusty items on the shelf, the people in our lives that we look past, the opportunities at work, the opportunities at home, the opportunities for the family, re'eh. Open up your eyes, says Moshe Rabbeinu. See the bracha. See the bracha. Be mindful of what's around you. Not just as a midah tova, not just as a secular concept. Be mindful of what's around you because it's there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it there. so you could fulfill your tafkid in this world. That's why it's there. That's re'e. That's why I use lashon re'e. See the bracha, because this is bracha. Natati, because I've given it to you, because I have it, I'm holding it in my hands. Everything in my life that I can hold in my hands is part of that bracha, and leading me to that tafkid. That's the lashon of Natan and Re'e. Dekayal kol hatna'im shakarash baruch notenu la'adam. That talks about all of the conditions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to every person. That has to do with seeing and feeling and being given mamish in the real world. That all is given to us for the bracha that we should have to fulfill. So we have one last paragraph in Aleph. We'll finish up Aleph. V'hinei, tzadikei emet amru, the true tzadikim have said, sheha'ot ladat mahi ha'shlichut ha'miyuchedet shelo, that one of the ways to know what your shlichut is, this is tzadikim talking, good, so you had my humble perspective on what I've learned in my life, now here's what the tzadikim say. The tzadikim say that how do you know what your tafkid is? Mahu inyan sheba'avuro yarad le'olam le'takno, how do I know what I was down, what I've been put in this world to do? Oh, he's quoting what I quoted from the Usfartim Lachem. Hu adavar sha'yitzer hara mitkaber alav biyotir. It's whatever the Yitzer Hara mamash attacks you at the most. You know why? Because the Yitzer Hara is a gift. Because the Yitzer Hara is also a bracha. The Yitzer Hara is a bracha showing you exactly what you need to fix in this world. Think about that. The Yitzer Hara is a malach. The Satan is a malach. We're not Christians. It isn't God versus the devil. It's not heaven versus hell. There's no such concept. If there's a Satan, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created it with a shlichus from him. The Satan's job is to pull us off the path, to show us where I'm being pulled, to pull me in the wrong direction so I know to pull against it and what the right direction is. My Yetzer Hara is a gift. If I didn't have the Yetzer Hara, how would I know where to go? What to run away from and what to run towards? Zeu siman shabo reze yarad l'olam. That's how I know why I was put in this world. Ukimo shamru hachadavar shiudi eno yachol itgaber alav b'shum ofen ki ima misirat nefesh otu shezoa shlichut sha'alav atakin b'olam. And the thing that we know is the only thing we just can't do unless I mamish want to kill myself over it. That's why you're here. That's what you're here to do. That's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'od ita b'torat avot. It says in the Sefer Torat Avot from Slonim. Sheachol liyot shiudi yagia le'olam ha'olyon lachar. Lachar. What's that, Aryosh? I have no idea. Ve'asak b'torah v'avodah. I'm so curious what this is now. That a person works in this world and spends their whole life doing Torah and mitzvot. V'yishaloto. It always hurts me when he quotes this because it's so harsh. It's a really frightening concept. That it could be that a person works in this world, mamish, they're mamish, they're born. I was born to a Rosh Yeshiva, mamish, I wasn't even born on the way to the hospital. I was born in the Hatzalah truck with the two Hasidim sitting in the front. And then I went and I had my bris in the Beis Medrash. And I went and my Tati brought me to the Beis Medrash and sat me next to him. And I learned how to daven. And I learned the Beis Medrash every day with him. And then when I grew up, I went to Yeshiva Ketana and then Yeshiva Gedol in the same Beis Medrash. And then I became a Shoal Meshiv in the Beis Medrash, and then I became an Avreich Medrash, and my whole life was just davening and learning and teaching. My whole life, I was born to the Beis Medrash, I lived in the Beis Medrash, I had my hesped in the Beis Medrash. Says the Tivot Shalom, it's wild that he says this, it's unbelievable that he says it, once he said it, it has to be so. Says that when that person gets to a Kadosh Baruch of 120, V'yishaluto, Masi tu pa'alta ba'olam hazeh, what did you do in Olam Hazeh? What were you doing in Olam Hazeh? You didn't do anything I asked you to do. Of course you learned. You were born to the Beis Medrash. Of course you davened. You lived in the Beis Medrash. Of course you taught. You never left the Beis Medrash. There's no chiddush there. I put you here to do something, and you took the path of least resistance. I don't care that it was Torah and mitzvot. Adam la'amal yulad. You learned that in Beis Medrash. A person, people are born to work. You didn't work, you coasted. So you coasted in Kedusha. Mazel tov, you'll enjoy your pina colada and your 4x4 square inches of Olam Haba for not doing an ounce of work in Olam Hazeh. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you could do your whole life in Torah and mitzvot? And nothing. Because we're here to work. We're here to figure out why we're here, what we're here for, what we're meant to do, and to fight for it tooth and nail. If it were easy, God wouldn't need us here to do it. We're here to work. Shaya lecha lif'ol b'matarahi karitzacha, that you were here to work on what you were put here to do. V'teva ha'adam she'enu muchan la'asod dvarim shem le'ma'anam hu tzarich l'mesiras nefesh. And we're always pulled toward things we don't require mesiras nefesh. If you're built to be a Baalat Chesed or a Baal Chesed, it's amazing. And work at Hask, and work at, and work at, what's the other one? I'm spacing out. And work at Hask, and work at Yachad, even though those are supposed to not be, you can never work at both because they have opposite philosophies. Not true. You can work at both. It's fine. You work at Hask, you can work at Yachad, you're a Baal Chesed, you go and you sign up and you're a Shuk Schlepper in the Tiv, and you go and you sign up and you're helping people left and right. Keep doing it because you're doing Tov in this world. But if you do that to the exclusion of working on the parts of yourself that are hard to work on, that you have to answer for after 120. The true path is never the path of least resistance. Never. And I'm not saying that person should stop doing chesed. Keep doing it and do it, a ton of it. And fix the world. But fix yourself also. Because that's what you're here to do. Listen to the Yetzer Hara. And deny him. And go in the opposite direction. Hear the voice of the Satan. And run right through him. Because that's why you're really here. Both to do what you're designed to do, and both to fight against and break your nature. To mamish give my whole self up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bezrat Hashem, we should hear the words of Moshe Rabbeinu this week and let it resonate through our lives, through the Yamim Noraim, and through the whole year and through our whole lives. A Kadosh Baruch Hu saying through Moshe, Moshe, the greatest leader there ever was, giving over the word of Hashem in a way that we could hear and say for Devarim. Re'e anochi notein lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. See, I am giving before you today bracha and klala. Et habracha asher tishmu ad mitzvot Hashem. That everything around us is bracha. Our whole lives are bracha. The difficulties in lives are bracha. The Yetzer Haras, bracha. The gifts are bracha. The things come easy are bracha. And to see it all is bracha, and to utilize all of it, to propel us forward, to fulfill, to understand, to reflect upon, and to internalize, and to see what our tafkid is, to utilize those means and fight to fill that tafkid, and through that to fix ourselves, to fix the world, through that to bring ge'ula, and to be a part of the ultimate tikkun by being a tikkun ourselves and bringing the tikkun to the world that only we could bring. Bezrat Hashem by all of us.